I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the KCBX studios in San Luis Obispo. Come along and join me for a conversation with Mitch Massey. One of his roles is executive director.
Yes, of the Foundation at Hearst Castle.
Tell us, Mitch, about how that happened and your passion.
Well, one, it was a phone call, so that was the first one. You know, and it became the Friends of Hearst Castle back in 1985. My early connection with it was in my TV life at KSBY. Just, hey, can you help us with some fundraising? Can you do certain things? And that was back in the 80s. In the 90s, or really when I was hired by Heritage Oaks Bank in 1998, then one of our community outreaches was we had just started to put together this big fun run event, which then catered to thousands of runners. It took off and lasted for 16 years in the downtown city park of Paso Robles. And so the castle wanted to be involved. I wanted to get them involved. And so they started participating with, hey, we'd like to do this as a gift giveaway for one of your participants. And then it turned into, you know, for our sponsors to come and have a nice cocktail party. I mean, it really blossomed into something
at Hearst Castle.
Fabulous at Hearst Castle. Mm-hmm. So the engagement has been there. Then when Michael Young was the executive director, he's been a longtime friend for over 20 years, he would have me come back on occasion and MC events or do the auction for fundraising. And so I continued to stay involved, even though I wasn't living here. So there's always been that connection. Mm-hmm. So I was up as an executive with First Tee of Monterey County, the Clint Eastwood Foundation in Monterey County, for about 2 years. And Michael called up on a Wednesday afternoon, hey, I'm going to retire. You know, I think this would be something you'd want to look at. And I said, well, the position that I have now, I think it's the one that takes me to play into the surfing analogy for you, Tom, since you're a surfer, is this is probably going to be the last wave and in Monterey. But I said, no, look at it. He says, we're making these structural changes, and here's how we're going to look at it moving forward. So, you know, they did this, you know, national search. And so I was one of the last three interviewed, and then I was the last one standing, as they always say. And that was just over 6 months ago. And so Michael had set the foundation, literally for the foundation, for a lot of things. So he said, here's the keys. I know you can move this along. And like any foundation, it comes down to any nonprofit, how do you raise money for the cause? And so when you see what the cause is to help Title I kids, underprivileged kids, low to moderate income, and obviously the preservation and to be a steward of the preservation and the beautiful artwork of the castle is
so
a,
you're
is a pretty
an
good
adjunct
place.
Support
yeah.
for the state parks at Hearst Castle.
Yes.
So you guys raise money that
yes.
goes to a myriad of greater good endeavors.
Yes.
Not only infrastructure, but the humans, the kids.
Yeah.
Talk and to us about some of the passionate projects.
Yeah. Tom, if there is one of not so much a dream, but a vision, because the dream's one thing, the vision is this is what you want to go accomplish. A dream is to think. A vision is we want to go accomplish. So that's kind of the separation. So the vision is how can we get every child in California in Title I schools.
So these are primarily underserved rural
yes.
kids.
Yeah. Yes. Come and experience Hearst Castle, a tour, have lunch, learn about oceanography, and to be able to get the buses and underwrite all of that. And so that's what our goal is. So with every school in this state is the vision to be able to say, okay, how many can we do a year realistically with the partnership with State Parks of California? Dan Fallett is a superintendent of the area. We work hand in hand. And so how we partner to the educational part with them on what they already do, you know, can we get 15 to 20 schools a year in which to come and do that? So the orchestration of that, Tom, is, for example, there's a school in, let's say, Salinas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have to set the bus. The bus is underwritten. They come for lunch. And it's quite a few thousand dollars to make this work.
And I was going to say, these are field trips.
Yes.
That would be deal breakers for a lot of these school districts.
Oh, they
would never have the funds, even for the buses and the transportation.
No, and so we get the underwriting, and so we can get 50 kids at a time. And so when you really kind of look at the big vision and you say, okay, when you look at education state of California, fourth grade, age 10, is, you know, the missions, fifth grade U.S. history, then world history, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And the castle ties into all of those. But to be able to use the pilot program in San Luis Obispo County to say, can we get the curriculum set up for at least fourth grade, so when they're learning about the missions, they also learn about Hearst Castle. That is a vision of ours in which to achieve, and to be able to launch that maybe in 2024, 2025 at the latest, within San Luis Obispo County, then to Santa Barbara County, and then to go, okay, we're part of that curriculum. There's a lot of steps in which to make that happen, but that's where we'd like to go, because it could go hand, it should go hand in hand, because the castle's played that role.
Well, I know Michael Young, as you know, I'm old friends with him too.
Yes,
and one of
but you're both legends.
One of his things he was most proud of was these kids that would show up from rural agricultural communities in the valley.
Yes.
And he said most of these kids have never seen the Pacific Ocean before.
Yeah.
So even that alone, their trip down to the William Randolph Hearst State Beach and whatnot was like a major eye-opening for these kids, let alone to experience Hearst Castle. It's like, wow.
When I asked the kids at the end, first of all, Michael grew up in Visalia, so his understanding and love for getting those who are in the valley, have the experience to come to the beach, is just very natural for him. But when you look and you say the kids, and when they come, and I've always asked them questions at the end, the most common thing, hey, can we rent this place? Let me talk to someone. And, you know, so you catch through the eyes of a child and see how fascinating all this is. But to be able to do that and say, this is the experience we're giving young kids, is very much like when I worked at the First Team Monterey County, is how many kids from the inland part of the Salinas Valley, let's say King City, Gonzales, would come to Pebble Beach and they had never seen the water before. You know, so it's just that same kind of awesomeness feeling of saying, wow. Mm-hmm. Because there aren't many environments that you can be part of in life, Tom, that you show up and you look at something and you say, wow. Then when you leave and you're taking the bus down off the hilltop, wow, it's so massive. It's like working at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. You got to keep coming back because, you know, there's over, you know, 25,000 things to see. But it is just fascinating. And the state parks folks and the volunteers are just, what a fun team and energy to be around all the time.
I've been going to Hearst Castle since I was a little kid.
Wow.
Family came down from the Bay Area on a trip, probably 1960.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm still going back. And to this day, it's wow. Every single time I take a tour, you can't absorb it all. It is so overwhelming. And one guy, you know.
The imagination of one person. Well, I think I'll do this. I'm going to start with like the little cottage area, which like 3,000 square feet. Okay, that'll be it. Now I have an idea. Then Julia Morgan. Okay, the patience it had to go on between the two of them. And one of the most fascinating antidotes I've been told is they were always called each other, you know, Miss Morgan or Mr. Hearst. There were never first names. Mm-hmm. All the letters that were written, I mean, gosh, the things that were done, obviously we're so spoiled by the internet. Here, I want this to look like this. And then you come forward and you say, well, there's this tennis court. And then William Randolph Hearst says, I want to pull under that now. And you look at, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. How do you get under that and blow up a big rock and this and that? And then
about it. That karmic collision of these two seminal characters.
Yes.
Julia Morgan, the most brilliant architect in America, female, gets hired and pulls it off. And the what if she had never been in the picture? I don't know that there'd be a Hearst Castle.
Well, not to what we're used to, but just the style, the imagination. Okay, I want this art. Okay, I'll move this wall to make that fit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like what came first, the art or Julia Morgan making the space? I think the art came first. Now I want to use this. And again, it's, you know, the castle for what the vision was is like only 50% done. And it's like, wow, the family didn't want to take on the rest of the 50%. But again, it's 101 years old. It's the enduring test of time, but the preservation that's needed. But again, the imagination. You just drive down Highway 1 and someone says, I'm going to put it up there. And that's, again, where his family camped, which was just, okay, well, this seems to be going well. And to try to even replicate that or even have the thought process to do that, once in a lifetime.
Let's loop back to the foundation and how it's able to function and be viable. And that's your members, your supporters.
Yes.
How do you make that work?
A lot of conversations. There's three things. And I said, you know, a big part of being given the responsibility to run any foundation, and I've been fortunate enough in my professional walks of life to oversee and help direct 9 nonprofits. And then I ran, I was given the leadership role to oversee an organization, Newport Beach, that would travel the world helping nonprofits, basically the board structure that's needed and how to make money. So when you look at these and you say, what do you need to get done? So yes, membership is a big part of it, but people just wanting to be involved and have the experience. Mm-hmm. And so when you look and say, okay, how do you raise money? Well, the simple answer is I don't ask for money. That's the simple answer. I ask, do you want to have an experience? And then you tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. You kind of just, it's like dating, you know, it's life is just match.com when you really break it down.
But you put on some cool events for members.
Yes, yes.
Like swim night in a Neptune pool. How cool is that?
It is. And so, you know, people can buy the asset, rent the asset, I should say, not buy it, rent the asset, invite their friends. There are certain economics that are involved with the amount of folks, or if you want to do a private dinner or have a private event, there's different economics that go with it all, which then help us do the educational component and the preservation component in our partnership with state parks. And so a lot of that is, okay, what people value is membership, but most importantly, what do they value of what they would like to feel? And so if you look at all folks in any kind of donor portfolio is, and to have the discipline to say, okay, it's the plus 6 rule. Know 3 things that are important in their personal life and 3 things that are important to them in their professional life. That's 6. If you can make that happen with every blasted donor you have, you will have an incredibly successful organization, because my role is to be a steward of experiences. And so you must present the experience however they feel they'll support. It's not the other way around. No. Let them feel something, and then will they want to date you, so to speak, in a real simple vernacular way.
As you know, I've been involved with the foundation for a while, and I've met a lot of the members, the supporting members. And my takeaway, the most touching, is how powerfully proud they are of the foundation and their passion for supporting it. It's really cool.
There's very few iconic settings in the world, and especially in the United States. It's the only castle. And so when you want to say, I want to preserve this. And what's fascinating is even in the backyard of San Luis Obispo County, how many more folks could participate, just come have the experience. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of collaboration that doing now, which will be able to say, okay, you're nonprofit, how can we help your nonprofit? Then you help us. And it's twofold. We help them raise money, they help us raise money, but it's a lot of collaborations. What's your mission? Does your mission go with our mission? And something recently very proud of is that Hearst Broadcasting, we put together TV commercial, worked with KSBY for obvious reasons, and my dear friend Brandon Downing, and put together two TV commercials, which are now being shown on every Hearst broadcast.
Wow.
There's 36 stations through the country, and the head of their flagship station in Sacramento helped make this happen out of an event I went to in San Francisco. But just that kind of collaboration to drive the message.
Basically Greater Good promo?
Which is on our website, and it's also on KSBY. But what it is, we did this. What's the castle look like through the eyes of a child?
Mitch Massey, to learn more about your world at the foundation at Hearst Castle.
Yes.
Where does somebody go?
One, you can contact me directly and I can orchestrate any kind of involvement or answer questions, whatever anyone would want. And the email address is Mitch, that's M-I-T-C-H, I think I have the spelling right, Mitch at the at sign, foundation at HearstCastle.com. So Mitch at foundation, the word at foundation, HearstCastle.com.
Then you have a website.
A website, which is the foundation at Hearst Castle. So if you remember one, you should remember the other one. And in all else fails, I mean, you'll find me. And if that's through Facebook or just Google, wherever it is, or just call me, text me.
Love it.
Whatever.
All right. Mitch Massey, the CEO of the foundation at Hearst Castle.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking all the really nice questions, because one day I want to reverse it and let me ask you the questions about your journey. But as I said, you're an historian of life and you have human kindness that just resonates across these microphones. And thank you for letting me be your guest.
You're very welcome. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the studios at KCBX in San Luis Obispo.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.